Well, now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills with her book review. And Margaret, what is this book this week? It looks like an autobiography, is that right?
It is. It's a memoir by a lady named Deborah Orr. And the book's title is Motherwell, A Girlhood.
Oh, I didn't notice the A Girlhood. I just thought,
yes,
Motherwell.
I must confess, I didn't notice when I first picked the book up.
Right.
But, yeah, there is a little subtitle.
Now, so. I guess that the hint in the title, well, apart from Girlhood, is that this is part of a suburb of Glasgow.
And yes, it's in the Clyde Valley.
Yeah.
That's right. Best known, probably, for the Ravenscraig Steelworks.
Oh, right.
Used to be there. And yes, it's a memoir by Deborah Orr about growing up in the 1960s and 1970s.
Right.
She was born in 1962, sadly died last year, in October of last year.
Because she was a journalist, was she not?
She was. She'd written for The Guardian and for The Independent as well, yes.
So what did you make of this offering?
Well, it's a great book to read if you want insight into the 60s and the 70s. I think she really does bring alive what it was like to be young then, albeit obviously it differed from place to place.
Of course.
But living in Motherwell, it was obviously a very close community. Everybody knew everybody, and most of the men folk worked at Ravenscraig.
Yes. But it was a rough area, wasn't it?
A very tough area.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's quite a harrowing book in places, and a very honest account of the differences between her life and her ambitions and those of her parents, who were quite resentful of her for actually being able to, unlike them, to fulfil many of the ambitions that she had.
Was she an only child?
She was. I think her life was very restricted by, not only because the family weren't rich, because I think, you know, in that era, most people weren't well off. But I think her parents actually were very averse to her trying to break out of the mould. And the
surprised, because most parents would be delighted that their offspring do better themselves.
Yeah, I think that's a sort of, we put a modern day look on that. But I think if you go back to the 60s and 70s, a lot of parents felt quite threatened by that idea, because they could see you going off in a different path.
Yes.
And maybe it was the feeling that, you know, you would have nothing in common anymore, which you can perhaps understand.
So how did she break out?
Well, by just force of personality. She was determined to go to university because she wanted to be a journalist. She wanted to do something else with her life. She wanted to write. And, yes, she got to St Andrews University purely by her own ability. Certainly wasn't because her family were well off and they could afford to fund her. But luckily in the 60s and the 70s that wasn't such a problem, because as we know there were grants available. So you know, most people from lower income families didn't pay for their own education. So everything has changed. But I think that's another thing about this book. It's interesting to read because, I hate to say it, but it's like stepping back into another era. Not that I remember, of course. I'm far too young. But no.
Well, yeah, but you didn't have to grow up in that particular area.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you can really see, if you look at it in generic terms, of how the country's changed and how everything's changed. You know, car ownership then is a rarity. Today, it's a given.
Yes.
And, you know, access to higher education today, nothing unusual. So it's a great book for anyone who's interested in social history.
Now, I noticed that there were a lot of very glowing criticisms on this, but largely from people who were in the literary classes, etc., and knew of her. But there's a lot of other people who took a very different view in the crits that I
saw. I think she was quite a controversial character. And when you look into her work, she was never frightened to speak up about issues. And I think she certainly did tread on a few people's toes, to put it bluntly. And so how much of this is genuine criticism, or how much is, well, you know, I just don't think that what you say is accurate, therefore I'm going to get my opinion in first. I don't know. I've read some of the criticisms, and I've also read the comments about her.
Yes.
For the for speaking up about various different issues.
I mean, the one that really got me was that somebody saying, "I lived in the street where Deborah grew up and knew her well. And if you want to read a good fictional book, then you'll like it." And she said, goes on to say, she was a Fleet Street journalist and is used to embellishing the truth to the point of it being unrecognisable. But you don't think it's like that at all?
Well, I'm trying to keep an open mind, because there will be people who did live in the same street as her, lived in the same area, who don't like the way it's been portrayed. But is that a case of they don't like the way it's been portrayed, but it has been portrayed honestly, very honestly, or they don't like it's the way it's portrayed because they take it as a personal reflection?
Well, this one said,
on them.
"I get angry at people who try to make money and a reputation out of untrue events."
That's unequivocal, isn't it? That is saying these events just didn't happen.
Yeah.
I think it's very difficult for anyone who didn't live in the area, like us, to know here who is telling the story as is.
Yes.
Rather than their perception
Indeed.
Of it. But I do feel with every book that deals honestly about an area of the country where somebody spent their childhood, there will be people who lived and worked in the area who are mortally offended by that book.
I noticed that, I mean, completely different things. One of them, it says, "This book is sensationalism at its best, and it's very fortunate that you cannot lodge a defamation act on behalf of the deceased." And against that, we have very honest and funny evocation of the time and place, plus a brutal analysis of a difficult but very loving relationship. Hugely recommended, and it's so sad that there'll be no further books from a hugely talented writer.
No.
You go into the you fall into the camp of enjoying the book.
I did, but I would take issue with that last review in that it was a loving relationship, a portrayal of a loving relationship.
Right.
I didn't get that feeling at all.
Right.
I get the feeling that she was so far divorced from her parents' way of life, and certainly as she grew up and had aspirations to go to university, that becomes more noticeable. Because she herself says about her parents being very, very hypercritical of her, and anything that went wrong in her subsequent life, they would blame on the fact that she had ambition when she was younger. Well, that to me doesn't really come over as a loving relationship. I would say it was a relationship fraught with a lot of problems.
Overall, would you recommend the book? And if so, to whom and for what?
Right. I would say it is quite a harrowing book to read in places. I mean, it's not a misery memoir.
Funny evocation, so...
Exactly.
Some people think it's
so
funny.
I mean, and yet when you read other reviews, you could be forgiven for thinking that it is just completely grim, gloomy, yes, dark and miserable. It isn't like that. That's not how it came over to me. So I would first of all recommend it to anyone who has an interest in the social history of the 60s and the 70s and earlier, because she brings in her parents' background when they were growing up. So it's a great book for reading about somebody in an industrial community, how people related to each other, and how life and working life was led in the 60s and the 70s. And I would say, if you're interested in how families relate to each other and the different types of family interaction, another reason to read it. And I think she's a good writer. Right. And I feel quite sad, too, that there won't be any more.
Oh, well, there we are. Okay, fair enough. So, do you think it's directed at any particular... is it better for a woman to read or a man to read, or it's not holiday reading?
Oh, no, I would say not. It's not a light, uncomplicated book. On the contrary, it's quite complicated and complex relationships in places. But I would say gender-wise, either. I think there's things in there, definitely, you're talking about Ravenscraig still works where her father, John, worked.
Presumably it doesn't exist anymore.
No. So, you know, I think... that both sexes will find something in there.
Yeah. All right. So, marks out of 10.
Out of 10, I would give it 8, I think. Yes.
Fair enough. So, have you chosen what you're going to be looking at next time?
I have. It's The Family Upstairs by Lisa Jewell.
The
Family Upstairs by Lisa Jewell. And that's Jewell, J-E-W-E-L-L.
And is this a work of fiction?
It's a thriller.
A thriller?
It is a thriller.
It sounds good. All right, well, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much, Scott. Thank you.